Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the World News. The headlines. US to suspend immigrant visa processing for 75 nations, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. At least 3,428 protesters killed in Iran, says Human Rights NGO. Global temperatures dip in 2025 due to La Nina weather pattern in Pacific Ocean. Grok AI limits image editing amid concerns over obscene content. Festival of Harvest Pongal being celebrated by Tamil people across the globe. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 7 wickets in second ODI to level 3-match series 1-1. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The decision came after U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care. Mr. Trump further said that this administration will not make any payments to sanctuary cities from the first of next month.
Many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities.
At least 3,428 protesters have been killed and thousands injured in the ongoing nationwide protests in Iran, said the Norway-based NGO Iran Human Rights. The NGO learned through sources within Iran's Ministry of Health and Medical Education that between the 8th to 12th of January alone, the deaths of at least 3,379 protesters were registered. It further said that more than 10,000 people have been arrested since the protests began, as per the data gathered by the NGO. Iran extended an order closing its airspace to commercial aircraft without explanation early today, as tensions remained high with the United States over nationwide protests. The government offered no explanation, though officials signaled fast trials and executions for detained protesters and warned of retaliation if the US or Israel intervene. Meanwhile, President Trump said killings in Iran were stopping, while Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi urged diplomacy over conflict. In view of the emerging situation in Iran and the subsequent closure of its airspace, Air India has said that its flights overflying the region are being operated through alternative routes, which may lead to delays. In a social media post, Air India informed that in view of the safety of passengers, some flights are being cancelled where rerouting is currently not possible. The airline has requested passengers to check the status of their flights on Air India's website before proceeding to the airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a phone call from his Iranian counterpart, Sayyid Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides discussed the evolving situation in and around Iran. Global temperatures in 2025 eased slightly due to the cooling influence of the natural La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific. The data from European Copernicus Climate Service shows that global temperatures in 2025 did not quite reach the heights of 2024. And despite natural cooling from La Nina, 2025 was still much warmer. It further said that the last 3 years were the world's warmest ever recorded. On the other hand, Berkeley Earth, an independent non-profit research organization, has forecast 2026 to be slightly cooler or similar to 2025, likely ranking as the fourth warmest year. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Elon Musk's AI model Grok will no longer allow users to edit images of real people into revealing clothing following global concern over sexualized AI deepfakes. The restriction, which applies to all users, including paid subscribers, was announced on X hours after California's top prosecutor began probing AI-generated sexualized images, including those of children. X said users attempting to generate such images will be blocked according to local laws. Grok will still allow NSFW, or Not Safe for Work, edits of imaginary adults consistent with R-rated films, but not real people. Bangladesh's Islamist Political Alliance, ahead of the 13th Jatiya Sansad election, has come under strain as Islami Andolan Bangladesh, or IAB, signaled the possibility of a new political alignment amid deepening disputes with Jamaat-e-Islami over seat sharing. Speaking to reporters at a press conference in Dhaka on Wednesday, IAB spokesperson and senior joint secretary general Ghazi Atarur Rahman said political equations could still change before the February 12 election, indicating that the party was keeping its options open beyond the Jamaat-led alliance. The 27th edition of Intersec, the world's leading trade fair for security, safety and fire protection, concluded at the Dubai World Trade Center yesterday after 3 days of exhibitions. The event marked its largest scale to date, spanning 65,000 square meters with more than 1,200 exhibitors from over 60 countries and attracting more than 50,000 visitors. The festival of harvest, Pongal, is being celebrated today by Tamil-speaking people all over the world. This is also the beginning of spring in the Tamil calendar. Tai month brings about new beginnings in all aspects of life in Tamil society. It's considered auspicious for weddings and new business. On this day, harvested grain is offered to the sun, which helps in agriculture. More from our correspondent.
Thai Purandal Vadipurakum is an old saying which means the birth of Thai month will make a way for things to be accomplished. The streets in villages are festive to the eyes as a mini pandal would be made with sugar canes and a new mud pot would be kept in the midst of the rangoli. The mud pot will be decorated with turmeric plants and pongal is cooked with rice, green gram milk and jaggery. The fun part is when the mud pot overflows, the family shouts pongalo pongal, which means abundant blessings. The people also preserve a set of seeds during this day after offering the produce to the sun. The state government operated special buses from capital Chennai to various parts of the state. Chennai Sangamam Folk and Cultural Festival will be a part of the spectacle as folk dancers will dance to the tunes of reverberating drums in more than 20 public places. Joy, Akashwani News, Chennai.
The Tamil community in Sri Lanka is celebrating Thai Pongal today with fervor and gaiety. The festival is named after the ceremonial Pongal and refers to the traditional dish prepared from the new harvest of rice boiled in milk with jaggery. More from our correspondent.
As part of the Thai Pongal celebrations, the Tamil Hindu community, which numbers upwards of 2.5 million in the island, will visit temples today to thank for the abundance of previous year's harvest and pray for a successful one in the coming year. The multi-day celebration of Pongal marks the beginning of the sun's journey northward, signaling the end of the winter solstice. Celebrations have started early in the morning with making of beautiful designs of kolam before every house. As devotees pray to the sun god, chants of Pongalo Pongal and overflowing of Pongal from the pots will be notable. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated hosts India by 7 wickets in the second ODI match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night. The win helped Black Caps to level the three-match series 1-1. And now before we close, here are the highlights again. US to suspend immigrant visa processing for 75 nations, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. At least 3,428 protesters killed in Iran, says Human Rights NGO. Global temperatures dip in 2025 due to La Nina weather pattern in Pacific Ocean. Grok AI limits image editing amid concerns over obscene content. Festival of Harvest Pongal being celebrated by Tamil people across the globe. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 7 wickets in the second one-day international to level the three-match series 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.